Phone Losers of America. What are they trying to say? That they're losers? And what's with this cactus business?
Listening to the Snowbird Show here at Brinkolation. Real calling lords and customers, causing massive aggravation. He's not a hobo, he's your host. He drinks for loco with his jelly and toast.
Yeah.
Sit back, relax, let the antics begin.
Why, hello there, everyone. This is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today is April 3rd, 2017, and today's sponsor is Pat D. Thank you, Pat D, for sponsoring the show. This show just wouldn't be possible without you. Hey, I don't know how many of you made it through that three-hour show of mine and Sunshine's last week, one of the blasphemous shows. But way at the end of that, during the voicemails, I mentioned that I ditched one of my major clients with my real-life work. I sent him an email, and I'm like, hey, guess what? I quit. And I asked him how much notice he needed for me to quit. I offered him like a month or two, and he still hasn't replied to that. But anyway, the point is, I should have enough time to do more shows, you know, more show stuff, more snowplow show stuff, more PLA stuff in general. And that's because of you guys, people like Pat D, who are sponsoring the show today, and the new supporters like Richard K and Tyler E, Malt E, Richard N, Publicist, Kira H, Mailer Damon, Sosi, Sosier, is that how you pronounce that weirdness? And then there's Daddy News. Daddy News is the latest supporter of the Snowplow Show. But the point is, it's your fault that I've done this. I'm basically doing the Snowplow Show possibly full-time now. I'm not sure how this is going to work or how quickly it's going to happen. I was going to do this a bit sooner, but then that whole FBI thing happened and that kind of delayed everything. This might be a really good thing for the show, though. Or possibly a really horrible thing for my life. I don't know. We'll see. But thanks a ton, everyone who's been supporting the show for the past few years, and ordering books and stickers and crap, and not using Adblock on my website and my YouTube. I think we're finally getting to a point where this show is going to get completely out of control. And if I'm not doing more with this show by, like, next summer or something, you guys need to yell at me a bunch and tell me this is bullshit and I need to step up my game or something. Hey, I forgot to mention on the last show that I went to Walmart and I got a cake. I got a personalized cake for Royco Roofing, and I don't think I'm the first person to do that. I think someone else has done that already. But I videotaped the entire experience. I tried to hold the phone in my hand and get the girl's reaction, because I told her all about the roofing mess that I'd gotten myself into, how I took off the wrong roof of some lady's house, and I was buying them a cake to make up for it. Here's a part of the audio from that video.
Could I get a cake decorated or written on, I guess?
Yeah.
Someone needs to tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up.
I don't know. How much can you put on it? Well, can you just write, sorry I accidentally removed your roof?
Sorry.
Oh, and can I sign it Royco Roofing? That's my roofing business. I accidentally took off the wrong roof off of a house. You know, we were supposed to do one house. And
you guys know the story. I guess I don't have to sit here and play this whole thing. But it's kind of amusing because when you speed to the end, there's this other lady who starts talking to me. Like this other lady from the bakery, and she's like following me through the bakery and talking to me about the whole thing. And I'm not going to play all of that because the audio quality is horrible. And I missed half of it because I wasn't even recording. I didn't expect her to come up to me. But I want to do more of these. A while back, I got on the Facebook group. And I asked you guys to give me good cake writing ideas, and I wrote them all down. They're all in a note thingy, in a note app on my phone. And I've got this list of ideas with me at all times, and I need to just start going into bakeries at like Walmart and Fred Meyer and stuff and ordering cakes, making crazy cake requests. And maybe the final boss can be the one where the cake says, "Happy 8th birthday, you little slut," and we'll see if they call the police on me for that one. It'll be hilarious. I do want to do some more of these, though. I'm definitely going to do some more from that list. And I'm putting a link to that video in the show notes if you want to watch it. You've probably already seen it because I posted it on Twitter and Facebook and everything. In other exciting news, I was on a brand new episode of The Art of Phone Larking with Giad and Matt and Carlito and who else? Dwight, Axpa. This was Friday night, and Giad actually did a full 3 hours of The Art of Phone Larking on Prank Call Nation, just like the good old days. So I don't know if that show's up still on the Mixler. I'll put a link to the show notes if it is, but you can probably find that show at mixler.com/prankcallnation/showreel and look for the March 31st, 2017 episode. Oh, look, there it is. I just found the link to it. It's still in the showreel, but there's only 12 items in the showreel, so I think these things disappear pretty quickly, maybe. So you might want to listen to this soon. I'm putting a link in the show notes right now. But what's even more exciting than there being a brand new episode of The Art of Phonemarking out is that the show was done to promote the brand new episode of Calls of Mass Confusion. Like, as soon as the show was over, G-Ad posted the brand new episode of Calls of Mass Confusion. And from what I understand, he plans to release a new episode every week of Calls of Mass Confusion. I forget how many he has, but it's at least 20 episodes. And you guys have already seen episodes 1, 2, and 3. Those were released last year. And then the incident happened where G-Ad got arrested at the mall for doing Calls of Mass Confusion, and then it seemed like we just weren't going to see any of the new episodes, but now we are, again. And episode 4 is now up. It's at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. That's G-Ad's YouTube name. And it's called Calls of Mass Confusion Episode 4, Upside Down Tiger Fur. Looks like it's 13 minutes long. I've already listened to it. But maybe I should just play the entire thing right here so you guys don't have to go to G-Ad's YouTube channel and listen. You can just listen here on my show. In the first prank, it's like a Carlito pretending to be stuck in a bathroom or something.
Come on, dude, I don't know your location.
And G-Ad is actually hiding in a stall in the bathroom with a camera, and he records himself as an employee comes in and yells, "Are you okay?" or whatever.
Yes, like I said, there's four of them around.
I'm open here, hang on.
There's a call in there from Dwight where he gets a bookstore lady to look for a certain book in the store that G-Ad has placed a note inside of. It's a very complicated prank. And there's a prank in there from Jin. He's screaming about some tiger fur that's in the window, upside down, of course. And then I call up a haircut place and complain about my son's hair being cut upside down.
I'm not sure. Hold on. Can I get their name?
My kid's name is Carlito. Are you guys in the habit of cutting hair upside down there? You wouldn't believe how much funnier a boring prank like that can be when you get to see the girl's face just look completely confused and distraught. And I don't know, she looks so confused while I'm telling her this stuff. And of course, one of the best things about Calls of Mass Confusion is the after the phone call. G-Ad hangs out in there and gets to hear them recap the phone calls. So go watch Calls of Mass Confusion. It's at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck, which is very offensive to me, by the way, G-Ad. It's very blasphemous. I have one last update about the old man that called me a gypsy. You remember that guy, right? I was telling him that he needed to use the internet to order his medication instead of the phone line. I think he called me an asshole gypsy or something. And I did a follow-up to that where the person who submitted the request recorded him complaining about me. And I should have tried to do this update at that time. But nope, I'm splitting it up into two different shows. Anyway, I got an email from the person that submitted it to me. I think his name is Aaron, but I'm not sure because it's signed with a different name in the email, and it's very confusing, and I need to modify the form to ask you guys which name you want to be credited with if I give you credit on the live shows to avoid confusions. Anyway, Aaron says, "Hey Brad, apologies about forgetting to give you the name of the healthcare provider, which was Kaiser Permanente. I think he misunderstood. He claims you were trying to do mail delivery. Here's a short update, though. He claims he's never met a bigger gypsy in his life, and that if you call back, he's going to let you have it. So please call him back again. I'm dead from the laughter." And I usually don't call people back again, but why not? I'll do it just this once. Let's see if he'll call me a gypsy again.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Who's this?
This is Mr. Dabalina. I'm with the National League of Gypsies. Local 419, and I understand you've been slandering our people and referring to us in a derogative way.
I'm going to hang up now.
Hey, you better stop using the word gypsy as an insult, because it's not cool, man. How would you like to get thinner? Oh, he hung up.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina again. We got disconnected somehow. I just wanted you to stop using the word gypsy in a derogative way, that's all. It's just a simple request.
I'm going to hang up now, and the next step is I'll call the police.
Well, no, don't do that, because I'm not doing anything wrong. It's just a simple request, sir. See why I don't call people over and over? They call the police on me. But at least he's warning me he's going to call the police. Only if I call him again, he'll call the police, so it's okay. But I think that's my last call to him, Mr. Person that submitted this to me. Here's a prank call request from Rev. Rev wants me to call a lady named Denise, and she runs her own dog grooming business. And he says she's the biggest bitch you could ever have to deal with. She's crappy with the customers and to the animals. I worked for her briefly when I was a teenager. She's a nasty person, very filthy. She raises cocker spaniels, and her backyard has a foot of crap in it, no lie. Come on, really? Are you sure that's not a lie? A foot of crap? An actual foot of crap? 12 inches of crap in the backyard? That's not a lie, because how could that even happen unless she's shoveling it into piles or something? Alright, never mind, I'll just move on, forget it. He says the shop is filthy, and she's dirty as well. Weighs about 300 pounds. She's beyond rude, and she has a temper. Maybe tell her that you sent an undercover dog into her shop and caught her mistreating the dogs. Or you could tell her you're from the city, you're condemning her house because of the foot of dog crap in her backyard. I promise you'll have fun with this, she definitely deserves it. And I've already called her. I called her last week, I think, and I tried to do the undercover dog thing. And for some reason, she thought I was full of crap. And she just kind of hung up on me, and it wasn't funny. So I saved it for this week, and I'm going to give it a try right now.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Misty.
No, this isn't.
Okay, is Misty available?
Who's calling?
This is Mr. Dabalina from the city of Killeen. I just need to talk to Denise.
Oh, give me 1 second.
Mr. Dabalina? I don't know who that is. Is it a salesperson? He just said he needs to talk to Denise, but he was asking for Misty.
She asked me to ask you what you're selling.
I'm not selling anything. I'm from the city of Killeen.
Oh, from the city of Killeen. Can you call back a little bit later?
Can she just get on the damn
phone? She wants to know what it is that you're calling about.
Oh, I know how she can tell that. Just get on the phone. Tell her to get on the phone. She'll know what I want.
Okay,
I'm calling from the city.
That's hard for her to do when she's working and she has a dog on the table.
Well, tell her to. Why don't you take over? Why don't you do your job? Take over.
Sir, why are you being rude? Because I'm not a groomer. I'm a bather brusher. That's why I don't do haircuts.
Oh, like it matters. Like either one of those is harder than
what
the other job.
What are you calling about? What is this in reference to?
Well, is this Denise yet?
Yes, this is she. How can I help you?
Oh, you're not lying to me, are you? Because that other lady was being very rude, and I think she might be trying to trick me now.
No, she's not trying to trick you. This is me. How can I help you?
Oh, it sounds fake. But anyway, could you relay this message to Denise? Just have her clean up that dog mess in the background. I know it can't be Denise, because Denise was doing a dog. You know, she's taking care of a dog, and there's no way she could get on the phone if she's taking care of a dog.
Clean up the what in the back?
All the dog shit.
You work for the city of Killeen, and that's how you talk?
Well, yeah, what's...
Can I have your boss's name and number?
What's the problem? It's dog shit. What else am I going to call it? What are you supposed to call dog shit?
Dog poop?
Well, okay, yeah, like I'm 2 years old. No, thank you.
You are representing the city of Killeen, and you're selling me dog shit. Like, that's rude.
Well, it's rude of you to keep the dog shit out there. I mean, we can smell it from over here at the city building. Stop being such a fucking slob, okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, I won't have a great day until you clean up that dog shit. I have no idea if that was really Denise or it was just the lady at the beginning. Did Denise angrily walk over there and grab the phone out of her hand? And yeah, I messed it up. I was calling her by the wrong name. So I don't know which one got pissed at me, but one of them did. Here's an email from... And he says, hey Brad, our city's rolling out a new mandatory clear garbage bag program this month. And I think it would be hilarious if you called some of our residents as the waste management department. And he sent me a link to this news story, which is titled, it's from a month ago. This whole request is from a little bit over a month ago. And it's titled, Clear Bag Mandate Comes Under Fire. The city of Airdrie's upcoming mandatory recycling program requirement for clear garbage bags continues to be a issue for some. This is a really long article. I'm not going to read this whole thing. But basically what it says is that you have to buy special garbage bags for your trash. And those garbage bags have to be clear so that they can look inside of your trash. Basically, they want to look at your trash and make sure you're recycling properly. Which makes sense. It's a little fucked up. When I lived in Salina, Ohio, we actually had to do the same thing, but it wasn't clear bags. It was just regular green bags, or it was like bright green bags. But they didn't charge you for trash pickup. Instead, they made you buy their trash bags. and the city's trash trucks would only pick up the special city bags, which they sold in the local grocery stores and everything, but it was kind of weird. It had to be their trash bags. So I just used the neighbor's trash bags, you know? Untied them and put my own stuff in there. They weren't using up all the space anyway. I'll read some more of the email here, though. It says, now we have to put our organic matter in our green rollout bin, recyclables in our blue rollout bin, and we get one clear garbage bag per week for waste. And I noticed in the article that you could get an extra tag for garbage bags for like $3 a bag or something. I think that's what it said. Oh, and look at this. You're allowed a 30 by 40 centimeter privacy bag that you can put within the clear bag for condoms, tampons, pads, etc. I didn't even think of that. You put your trash out and the neighbors can like look and see what's in your trash. That'd be weird. Everyone in the whole city knows about this new policy rolling out and everyone is pissed off about it. What you could do is say you're calling because the logs from the trash pickup say the collector saw used condoms outside the privacy bag, and a reminder for the resident to put their condoms in the privacy bag next time, or tell them you saw an eggshell in their clear bag, and if they don't start putting that into the organics bin, then you won't accept their trash anymore. It's insane that the city's doing this and would make for some amazing prank calls, as every resident will know what you're talking about. This could be fun. This could be like the cacti thing that I did down in Arizona. Oh shit, and he told me not to use his name on the air if I decide to use this idea. He said that in a separate email, so that's why I didn't see it. It's all his fault. So I will bleep out your name. I promise not to use the name ever again on this segment. This is the last time I'm saying the name. So what I've done, I've changed my caller ID to be a local number to them, and I've gone on to White Pages and looked up a random person that seems to be in sort of a nice neighborhood, and we're going to call them up. I have no idea how to pronounce the name of the city, by the way. Airdry? Airdry? I'm sure someone will correct me if I get it wrong.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Ward?
Speaking.
Hi there, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city of Airdry. And I just calling about your trash. It seems like you've been putting the wrong type of stuff in the clear bag. You've been putting eggshells in there. You can't do that.
I'm doing what?
You're putting eggshells in the clear bag. And we can see that there's eggshells in there because the bag's clear. So I'm just calling.
I don't even put eggshells in there.
Well, no, that's what you've been doing. We can tell now because the bags are clear. So I was just calling to let you know to please don't put eggshells. Those go in the bin. You know, in the big bin, the organics bin?
Yeah.
What, were you raised in a barn?
I had a carburetor that I put my eggshells in.
A carburetor?
Garburator.
Oh, a garburator. What the fuck is that?
Garburator.
Oh. Yeah, I've never heard of that. That's a weird thing. It must be a Canadian thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, anyway, yeah, quit putting eggshells in your trash and banana peels and stuff.
I put banana peels in my carburetor, too.
Were you born
in a... I think you got the wrong person.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you. It says here, Mrs. Ward, and the trash people, they filed a report. They said, we saw an eggshell in this lady's bag. And they suggested just not doing trash pickup there anymore because they were so upset about it.
Well, I always use my carburetor, so I don't know where the eggshells came from. And
yeah.
I don't use a clear bag.
I've
been using my dark bag.
Oh, you have to use clear bags.
White bags.
Don't be racist. You have to use clear bags.
The white bags.
What, the privacy bags?
The Glad.
Oh, no, you can't do that anymore. You got to use clear. It's a city law.
Well,
city ordinance.
The money to buy the clear ones, and I'll use the clear ones.
Well, no, you have to pay for them yourself.
Well, that's nice.
What, do you think I'm made of money or something?
Yes.
Well, we're not, so, you know, quit breaking all the rules.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think you got the wrong person because I use my carburetor for all my potato peelers, my banana peels, my apple peels, my eggshells.
Maybe you should stop eating stuff like that.
Carburetor.
Just stop eating things like that and go out to a restaurant instead. Then you won't have to worry about it.
Well, you give me the money to go to the restaurant and I'll do it.
Oh, you're just, okay? look at you just looking for handouts all the time.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, come on.
Definitely. Well, thank you for calling.
Get a job. Get a job, lady.
You do your job, okay?
I'm doing my job, but you're not listening to me. You're just trying to argue. What the hell, a garburator? I need to look that up and see if that's a real thing, or if that's just one of those crazy old lady words. Oh, look at that. It has the word Canada next to it. It also has the word Home Depot. It's a garbage disposal unit. So it's a garbage disposal. Or in Canadian English, a garburator. This is what it says. Apparently they call them garburators up there. What the hell, Canada? A garburator? I never realized how boring we were here in America, calling it a garbage disposal. From now on, I'm calling it a garburator. And what was she talking about using white Glad bags? You can't do that. I read the article. I know the rules.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Allens?
Yes?
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city of Airdrie. I was just calling about your trash bags. It looks like Well, you've been using those pink trash bags. You can't do that.
I don't have pink bags.
Oh, yes, you do. We got a report from the trash pickup
man. Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. They're very pink, and we can't even see through them to see what your trash is. And that made her hang up. She was just not having it.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Young?
Yes?
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina from the city of Airdrie. And I'm calling because I just needed to let you know that you're not allowed to use pink trash bags in your trash anymore. It has to be clear ones.
No, you don't have to use clear ones. Oh. We're folded down, clear ones. And I don't use pink. I use black.
Well, no, you have to use clear ones. It's a new rule.
You don't.
Oh, yeah, you do, because we want to be able to look in your trash and see what's in there.
I read that we didn't have to.
Oh,
so,
well,
I'm going with what I read.
Well, you read wrong, and this is a personal phone call to let you know that you're wrong, and you need to go buy some clear trash bags.
Thank you.
For what?
Whatever.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Johnson?
Yes.
Hey, it's Mr. Dabalina from the city of Airdrie.
Hi there.
Hi. I just needed to let you know that you're not allowed to use those pink trash bags in your trash. You have to use clear ones.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know clear trash bags. Haven't you been reading the news?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, and you can't just pretend you don't know the law. You know, you have to use clear trash bags now so we can peek into your trash and see what you're up to.
Okay. Thanks so much for your call.
You're welcome, but, you know, you got to do it. And, she is gone. So maybe, I don't know, did I pick a part of this city that doesn't do the clear trash bag thing? Because everyone seems to not be doing it. There's been a couple of calls that I've not saved where they also said that. So I think maybe I need to move to a different neighborhood for these calls. So I am moving my map dot thing here to a more central location in this town. Because I guess I was calling people more on the edge of town where they don't enforce all of this weirdness.
Hello.
Hi there, Mrs. Sanderson.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city of Airdrie.
Yes.
And we noticed you're not using clear trash bags. You're using pink ones. And that's not allowed anymore.
Pink ones?
Yeah, pink ones.
Sorry, I'm not using pink.
Oh, we show you over there on Alpine Crescent?
Yeah, I'm on Alpine, but I don't have pink.
Yeah.
I don't have pink trash bags, sorry.
Well, of course you don't. Sure you don't. But look, from now on, you need to use clear trash bags so we can see what's in your trash. Oh, she just hung up. Man, the people in the city, they're just not taking my shit today. But it's okay. This next one's going to work for sure.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Bacon?
Yep.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the city of Airdrie. And I'm just calling to let you know, we saw some interesting things in your clear trash bag. And what? we're supposed to get your permission if we go in there and root around in it and look through it. Is that okay?
You must have the wrong person. We don't use clear.
Why don't you use clear? It's the law.
I don't have clear bags yet.
Well, you better get some soon. Because, you know, time's running out. You gotta use clear bags, or you're in a lot of trouble, lady.
I thought they didn't pass that.
Oh, I think they passed it. I think they went ahead and passed it. No, they really did. They totally did.
Great. We haven't had our garbage collected since April 1st, so I think you got the wrong house.
Well, no, I'm talking about before April 1st.
And I haven't used a clear trash bag yet because it wasn't April 1st. We're using up our black ones.
You said you don't have to do it at all.
Exactly.
Why don't you have to do it at all? You think you're above the law or something?
They haven't passed it yet.
But they will soon. You may as well get used to it and start doing it.
Great.
You know, get with the times, lady.
Holy fuck, who the hell am I speaking to?
Hey, don't curse at me, motherfucker. I'm with the city. I'll tell the trash people just to stop coming to your house. I made her hang up. What the hell? She can curse, but apparently I can't. And what the hell, person that submitted this? Apparently it's not even a thing? Like the law didn't pass or something? That's very confusing. I think I'm just going to have to go with some other premise or something. Or maybe just stop doing this one.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mr. Dabalina from the city of Airdrie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling to let you know that clear trash bag thing that didn't pass?
Yes.
Well, we've decided that just at your residence there on Arbor Crescent, just at your house, you're going to be required to do the clear trash bags anyway. We took a vote.
Why?
We just took a vote, and it's just going to be your house that does the clear bags. Because someone's got to do it, because we bought all these bags, and we've got to get rid of them. So you're going to have to buy...
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. I'm just calling to let you know you have to do clear bags indefinitely.
Okay, I think this is a joke.
Why would it be a joke?
Why would you choose one house to do clear bags?
They took a vote. Everybody voted and said it would be your address.
Who took this vote?
Just people here and on the council here at the comptroller's office. And, you know, we voted on your house. There were several houses to vote from. Everyone picked yours.
So, okay, this makes no sense to... What was your name?
My name is Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. And we voted. I mean, we picked from several houses. You can't say it doesn't make sense and just not do it.
Like, so the entire city of Airdrie can use black garbage bags, and you've chosen one house out of the entire city to have clear?
Well, just your house. And it's because of, you know, just past reasons and stuff, you know, things you've tried to get away with your hidden black trash bags.
What?
It's you know, it's nothing personal. It's just because of what you've done in the past.
What have I done?
Well, you know, just trying to get away with things in general, with throwing away things that you shouldn't. And
this makes no sense at all.
Oh, of course it doesn't. That's what they always say. Look, it doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know. Just use a clear trash bag and everything will be fine.
Okay, your name is Bob Dabalina, and what is your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Just look on caller ID. It's right there. It's my direct office line here at the city of Airdrie at the comptroller's office.
Comptroller's office?
Yep. Yep, so just, you know, clear trash bags starting immediately. Like this coming week, when you put out your trash, make sure it's a clear bag. And we can see all of your personal things.
Okay, I can see from a caller ID that it's 948-8800, but this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke, ma'am.
And it's not going to happen, I'm sorry.
Oh, it better happen.
If you can prove to me, that's a rental, by the way. Crescent. I don't live there.
Well, it doesn't matter. Whoever lives there is gonna have to do clear trash bags. And if you try to
what have they been throwing away that is not required, like not allowed?
Oh, it's not they. It's you. Don't try and pass it off on someone else, lady.
I don't live there.
Where do you live?
It's my rental.
Oh,
we rent that house out to somebody.
Then what do you care? What are you even worried about? Just don't worry about it then.
Well, it doesn't make any sense why one house in the entire city of Airdrie would have to have clear bags while the rest of them have black.
Because they took a vote. Don't you know how voting works? Anyway, you need to tell your...
I do, but the entire city... Oh, this is... I'm not even going to listen to this anymore.
Make sure your tenants know that they have to use clear trash bags. Otherwise, they won't pick up their trash.
Well...
That's your job. Learn how to do your job, lady.
Hey, are you kidding me? You're talking to me like this?
I'm just saying, learn how to be a better landlord.
I think you're being very rude and accusing my renters of throwing away things that they shouldn't be throwing away,
no,
but
no.
You can't tell me what they're throwing away.
I was accusing you, but you're the one that tried to pass off the blame on your renters.
Because I don't live there. Why would I take the blame for throwing away something when I don't even live in the house?
Well, maybe you think that just because you own the house, you can use their trash and throw away weird things.
I can't believe you're accusing me of all these things.
Of what things?
You're accusing me of going over to that house and throwing away things that aren't legal to be thrown away.
Well, it would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, you own the house. You can use their trash if you want. You could just be like...
Oh, my God, I wish I was recording this phone call.
Why? No, that's illegal. You can't just record phone calls without my permission.
Well, it is... Like, you're accusing me of doing stuff that I'm not doing. And why do you think that's okay?
Well, it's not illegal, at least.
I'm hanging up on you because you're a joke.
You're a joke. Your face is a joke. Your mom's
who
a joke.
Who are you?
Your mom's a big old joke.
Okay, who are you?
My name is Mr. Dabalina from the city of...
Yeah, and I think that's... A bit, you know what?
What?
I happen to work for the city of Airdrie.
What?
Yes, I do. That's why I know this is a joke and you're a loser.
But it's... What? How'd you know that part?
Because I know the city of Airdrie wouldn't make one fucking house use clear garbage bags.
Yeah, well...
I'm not stupid.
Okay, well, you can stop cursing at me.
Where are you calling from?
Motherfucker. And you don't know everybody that works here for the city of Airdrie. You don't know everyone.
And I also know a city employee would not call somebody a motherfucker.
All I know is you used the F word, too. You said it first. I was just saying it because you said it.
Oh, my God.
If you can say
you
it,
know,
I can
I
say it. We're both
I
employees.
I hope you are a city employee because there's going to be...
What?
In fact, I'm going to look it up right now.
Oh, come
Bye-bye.
On. Go, finish your sentence. I want to know the full threat. Oh, she's gone. Whatever. She was so sure it's a joke, but then she's looking up my name, apparently. Well, I think that's a good enough call to end this whole segment on, because I tried to do this a whole bunch. I've been doing this like nearly an hour now, and nobody's picking up, and I'm getting a lot of error messages that sound more or less like this.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
And apparently the law didn't even pass, so I'm going to completely just give up on these for now. And maybe if the person who submitted these wants to send me a more updated version of what's going on with this whole law, that would be cool and I could try again maybe. But for now, I'm finished with these. That was a lot of fun though, so thanks for the submission. Because the important thing is that us Americans down here, we now know what a garbageinator is. Oh wait, was that it? A garbageinator? Or a garbageator? What's it called again? I can't even remember now. Weird fucking Canadian words. What the hell? Man, that was exhausting. I think I need to take a break from doing pranks myself, and I'm going to play a prank of somebody else's. So it looks like I've got one here that was sent to me on Valentine's Day. This guy's name is Bug Guy, and he says, "Hey, Arby, I shamelessly stole one of your pranks and tried it out with my new free PBX system that I set up on a Raspberry Pi. Could you give it a listen and give me some feedback? I convinced a customer at Circle K that all employees were being replaced by robots." So I haven't listened to this one yet. Let's hear how it sounds.
Circle K.
Hi, this is Robert from the Circle K corporate office, and I was wondering if I could speak to a customer to do a survey for a free drink.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
It's so easy.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes, sir.
Great. So I just have a quick question we're going to ask. We're planning on actually replacing all of the human staff at this location with a new technology of robot. So it'd be more of like a big walk-in convenience machine.
Vending machine.
On a scale of
God
1 to 10, how comfortable would you be going to a Circle K and only seeing robots?
Well, that would be kind of crazy. What's going to happen to the people that are working,
They're fucked.
Have jobs now, Winions replace them with robots?
Well, I mean, they can get like a job at a coal mine or something.
Did she just say Winions? Winions replace them? What the fuck kind of word is that?
I mean... That's not really our concern.
Yeah, that's
right
really
here.
Good for single mothers that, I can see a single mother with 4 or 5 kids going to a coal mine to ask for a job.
Yeah, why not?
That don't make no sense at all.
Put those little fuckers to work.
Well, I really don't care where they have
to.
That's
a robot going in and wiping somebody's tail in.
What?
Well, I mean, that's disgusting. Why would you even bring that up, ma'am?
Well, it's the same difference.
No, it's not. Like, wringing out your cigarettes is a lot different than wiping your butt.
No, it's really not when people have to have jobs, and jobs are scarce.
That's right.
Jobs are scarce? Well, isn't there a
Walmart?
Jobs
are scarce. There's not many people that can get a job around this place. So I don't even know why Kangaroo would even want to replace customer service with robots.
Kangaroo?
Because one, a robot's going to get robbed faster than a human.
What?
No, it won't. Robots can have guns attached to them or something like that. That's not really a concern, and they're a lot cheaper. You don't have to pay them wages. You just spend about $2,000 for the first time you install them, and then after that,
in other words, they'd rather have a robot.
Robot.
Than they would a human?
Well, of course, it'd be a lot cheaper and easier to
work
for us in the corporate end of things.
Fuck
you.
You
don't have to write paychecks or deal with HR complaints or any of that. And
so
it'd be better
words,
service
it's just
for you
about saving
quicker.
Money. It's not about how an employee is supposed to have to take care of their family.
Well, we're more concerned with the customers. It'd make your job, it'll make your trip to Circle K much easier.
No, it wouldn't.
Of course it would.
No, it wouldn't.
They could just automatically dispense your cigarettes and you could put your card in and it'd be fine. No, it wouldn't.
I would rather have a human to talk to deal with a situation than...
What situation?
Maybe
there's
a
no
robot
situation.
Like you that keeps on arguing that a robot would be better than a human.
Oh, look who's talking.
Well, see, a robot wouldn't argue. See, that's one of the problems with working with people is...
That's just it. A robot's not going to have an answer that the human standing behind this cash register has.
An answer to what? Like, how's the weather today? Is that what she wants an answer to?
Well, if the robot doesn't have an answer, I'd say the question is pretty stupid.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, bug guy.
Well, pretty much I think this would be stupid for the economy because there's people going to have to look for jobs.
Well, they could find jobs.
I mean,
that
makes no sense. That'd be about
like, really our concern.
Putting robots in a restaurant and... I mean, I don't understand that theory, but, I mean, you know...
Theory.
A corporate's going to do what a corporate's going to do to save money for themselves and not worry about Joe on the street that's trying to take care of a family.
Yep.
I don't even think Joe on the street works at that location.
No, Joe probably don't because around here, this Kangaroo's lucky to have the employees that they've got.
What the fuck is Kangaroo? I thought you were calling a Circle K. You said in your email you called a Circle K. Why does she keep talking about Kangaroo? What the hell is Kangaroo? Sorry, you guys. I don't know why I just keep babbling throughout these entire...
Oh. Putting in robots would be really stupid.
Yeah, this lady sounds like she really wants to work.
So I'm going to go ahead and mark you down as a 10 that you strongly support our new
endeavor. No, I do not support robots. I support having customer service with a human.
This lady's angry.
I'm sorry.
Like to me, this is a joke because...
Yes, it's just a joke.
I kind of thought it was. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
She didn't call you, stupid. Oh, sorry, Bug Guy. That was uncalled for. I shouldn't have said that. I'll put a link to Bug Guy's video in the show notes if you want to watch it and leave him a comment or anything. That was pretty awesome. That lady was amazing the way she argued with you. That was a perfect customer survey. Good job. And what the hell's up with people wanting jobs and not wanting vacations? Why does she want a job so bad? You know, when these robots, when they come and take all of our jobs, what are we going to do? We're going to do nothing. We're just going to sit around and play on the internet all the time. That sounds kind of awesome. I hope the robots hurry up and get here. I think this would be a good show to end on a Lunk Alarm prank. I haven't done a Lunk Alarm prank in forever now. So I'm going to call up a Planet Fitness, and for those of you who don't know, Planet Fitness has this really fucked up policy where they call themselves the home of the judgment-free zone. That's on their website that I'm on right now. But while you're in the gym, if you're grunting a little bit too loud, or if you drop your weights on the floor, I think if you talk on your cell phone, if you do things that they don't like, they will hit the switch on the wall. And a rotating police light, like a siren, it starts spinning around on the wall, and it makes this really loud siren sound. And that's their way of saying, fuck you for coming to our gym, shut the fuck up. I think that's the message they're trying to get across. And the fun thing to do with the Planet Fitness Lunk Alarms is to try and get them to set it off while a bunch of people are there.
Thanks, Planet Fitness. This is Alberto. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mr. Dabalina from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. And
okay.
You
happen to know our core values?
What?
Do you happen to know our core values?
What's a core value?
Yeah, we don't... Corporate usually doesn't call us at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's an unusual thing that I'm calling today, isn't it?
Yeah.
No reason to be suspicious, though. So what's a core bally? Tell me what a core bally is.
Yeah,
As the corporate office, I command you to tell me. Okay, what the hell was that? I don't know what word he was saying. I thought he said core bally. But that's okay, because if one doesn't work, you just call another one, and it works just fine.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Tyler. How may I help you?
Hey, Tyler. This is Mr. Dabalina from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. And,
Hello.
Hi, I just calling. Were you having, about your lunk alarm issues, were you having problems with the lunk alarm today?
I honestly just clocked in at 5, so I don't know anything about that. I can give the phone to the manager if you'd like to speak to him.
No, it's okay. We just needed to quickly reboot the lunk alarm. If you could just turn it on for 60 seconds exactly, and that'll reboot the whole system, and then we'll get green lights across the board over here.
So leave it just running for 60 seconds?
Yeah, just flip the switch for exactly 1 minute, and that should allow it to reboot. And I know it'll be loud, okay. But it's okay. I'm the corporate office.
Okay.
Oh, and can you leave me on the phone, and I'll let you know that it worked. If you just, you know, set the phone down.
Okay,
and
yeah, let me tell my manager. I'm going to do that first. I don't want him to just... Hey, Jerry. This is corporate on the phone. He told me to turn the alarm on for a minute and let it run for 60 seconds. Corporate, he said.
Hi, this is Jared, the manager of Planet Fitness. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Sure, this is Mr. Bob Dabalina from the corporate office with Planet Fitness. It's just, there's a problem with the lunk alarm. There's been a repair order put on it, and we just need to reboot it real quick. It'll just take 60 seconds.
Okay, at this location? Because we never requested a repair order for this location.
Well, it shows up automatically in the computer, because we can see every time you use the lunk alarm. And the computer system's
okay,
hooked
up. Okay, so you want me to go ahead and try and test it on?
Yeah, we just need it to be on for 60 seconds. That's how it reboots.
60 seconds?
Yep.
All right, well, give me 1 second, okay, so I can go ahead and alert my members for that fact.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sure.
Give me 1 second. All right, and then can I go ahead and, so I can go ahead and WhatsApp it so you can at least know that we're doing so. And what was your name again, sir?
Bob. B-O-B, and then Dabalina.
Dabalina?
Yep. Common spelling. So is it on yet? I don't see it showing up here on the computer that it's running.
No, we do not. Right now we have to alert our members because since it's such a rush hours right now, we don't want to turn it on and surprise anybody.
Oh, it's okay. They'll figure it out. They'll just think that someone's being a lunkhead.
Oh, okay. Well, we're making sure. I just still want to make sure ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah, because we did have a problem way before here with the lunk alarm being turned on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we sent out a memo about that, I think.
Yes, sir. All right. And I got it on now. Can you see it alerting it?
Oh, yeah, it looks like it. I can see it running. It's got a reboot. Is it still on? It seems like it's slowing down. Is it still running?
It's slowing down.
What's it slowing down for?
It's still going slowly.
Oh, it seems like it's stopping.
Yeah, it's stopping.
Oh, why is it stopping? Did you turn it off?
No, sir.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Does anybody look distressed about the alarm going off? Because we don't want that.
No, not so much, because we had a load of our members about turning it on, so we kind of gave them a heads up.
That's good to know. Are any members around? As long as I've got you all on the phone, I could go ahead and do a quick customer survey. If you want to put a customer on, I could just do a quick survey. Yeah.
Customer survey?
Yeah, you know, just the weekly customer survey like they do. They usually do it on the night shift, but we could just do it now, and I could mark it off the system.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. As much as I know, I wasn't even alerted about this Lunk Alarm testing, so...
Yeah, well, it worked. It looks like it works now. Everything's working just fine. Can we do, like, a test where you just turn it on for, like, just 2 seconds, and then you yell at someone? You're like, hey, stop being a lunkhead. Like point at him? Like, point at someone and look them in the eyes?
No, sir. I'm sorry. This kind of doesn't sound like a more of a corporation call.
Well, why'd you set off the Lunk Alarm, then?
Well, sir, I mean, I was thinking maybe, sir, I already sent it to my WhatsApp to see about Bob Delena, and I haven't got a response yet, so... Oh. As much as I've known.
Wait, what'd you do with the WhatsApp?
Can I go ahead and write your number down? Let me go and get all this information down, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry, you used WhatsApp to try to look up Bob Dabalina?
Let me go and get your information.
Was it the corporate WhatsApp?
I'm not quite sure. I don't think you're part of our corporation.
Hey, no accusations here. Don't you call me a liar, motherfucker. They don't... Okay, hung up. What the hell? Come on, you don't just call someone from the corporate office a liar. Who's he think he is? Anyway, there we go. That was a Lunk Alarm prank. That was fun, right? Big crowd of people in there and a siren goes off while you're trying to work out. And you're like, what the hell? What's going on? I just want to use the damn elliptical. I'm not being a lunkhead, I swear. Okay, enough of that. Let's do a few voicemails and then end the show.
Hey, Brad, I have some, like, incredibly friggin' awesome things to say.
Yeah.
So I have a good prank that I've been working with lately that I think maybe you could have some success with. You know the Pokemon Go phenomenon? Getting real popular lately?
Lately?
Yeah, what's really fun to do is...
More like last summer.
All various places, restaurants, banks, really anywhere. And, just demand that they let you access certain areas you really shouldn't be going to, because there's rare...
Like the vault.
And you got to catch it,
Yep.
So,
it's in the vault. I got to catch it in the vault.
A restaurant had some good results, telling them that someone, forced me out of the storeroom when I tried to go in, catching a rare Weedle and stuff.
Yeah.
It's called banks, demand that they should permit you to enter their vaults because, there's a shiny Magikarp in it.
We're on the same page.
And we can try that out. Cactus.
Hi, Brad. It's Stephen Ferroni, okay?
Okay.
I'm phoned up with a suggestion. I know you hate suggestions and everybody does it.
Yep.
My suggestion is do a Sensei Doug call and say that when you walk past the store, people are singing at you Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song. And that's really annoying and really disrespectful to a ninja of your sort of
that's
caliber.
True, yeah. I shouldn't have to put
also,
up with that kind of bullshit.
Any more ideas I get, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write them down in a text file and I'm going to send them to you. Because I think that would be a better way to do it. Just an idea.
A text file?
And finally...
Why not an email?
I mistranslate everything. I'm wondering if Google Voice isn't a bit of a snob and it actually likes British accents. So I'm going to try in a British accent, all right? Cactus, Texas. Tell me how that translated. Right, love to
okay,
show.
I'm going to tell you right now. That said Texas, the Texas, comma, Texas. That's exactly what it wrote.
Bye.
So it hates British people, apparently, but pretty much everything else it translated just fine. It just has a problem with the word cactus, apparently.
Hey, Brad, it is Crimson. So, you guys all...
And it calls Crimson Kristen. I'm going to start calling him Kristen from now on.
Joe Trappy, a.k.a. Joshua Taps. He doesn't really keep that a secret, so no, I'm not trying to out yet another person, Brad.
Yep.
Thanks for outing poor Corbin guy.
Yep. What were you saying about Rappy, though? I missed that whole first part.
That Corbin guy's probably mad at me. Anyway, what's going on with him? Because his Facebook's gone. I mean, I don't even know that well, but he's grown.
He always gets overwhelmed with Facebook or something and just deletes it and leaves it for a while. We're talking about Rappy McRapperson, by the way, you guys. If you didn't catch that because I was babbling over Crimson. And I don't know what happened to his Twitter, but his Twitter is gone now, too. I think his Twitter was turned off. I know he liked to troll people on there. And I don't know what he's hanging out on these days.
Public access show? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
No, thank you.
I'm on my YouTube subscription. And there's this channel that pops up. And I'm subscribed to it. And it's called Subscribe to Get Free Money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah. That's Rappy. That's his new channel name. Rappy is really good at making poor decisions. And I think that might be one, changing the name of your channel to Sign Up and Get Free Money.
I wouldn't subscribe to that. That sounds really stupid. And then I'm like, I click on it, and it's Ghost Rappy.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got these long schizophrenic videos. It's like,
he's
Ghost Rappy, he's having like schizophrenic breakdown.
Trump.
And hey, Ghost Rappy, if you hear this, reply in the voicemail. It'd be awesome.
That's why we love Rappy for his breakdowns.
He'll make Sunshine a co-host, goddammit. At least on some of the episodes. If you just made her a guest host, yeah.
And that's what I did. We did that last week.
My co-host. Yeah, that's right. Called in after one show.
All right, thanks for the voicemail, Crimson. It's been a minute and 20 seconds now, and it's still going.
Hey, Bradgerman.
Hello.
Listen, just got to know real quick.
All right.
Do you ever... All right, thanks, dude. See ya.
Yep, all the time. Pretty much from morning until bedtime, more or less.
Hi, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey, Nico.
I'm just listening to the March...
Nico, what the fuck's a garbageinator? Is that what the word was? I forget now. I'm probably saying it wrong, as usual. It's going to be added to my mispronunciation list.
The fifth show, the Saturday Afternoon Blasphemy. Thoroughly enjoying the show. I love when you have a co-host. I know you don't usually like co-hosts, but you should have one on more often because it just gives it that extra kick to the show.
I guess.
Just my opinion. Anyways, I hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later.
It's all right. I got someone to set off a lunk alarm, so it's pretty good so far.
Hey, Roy, Brad, RBCP, it's Mr. Taku.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know that the last two shows you've done have been amazing.
Through your first
and
smell.
They're like some of your best. And that's a big thing to say.
That's what they always
These
say.
Are hilarious. Anyway, just wanted to tell you, keep up the good work, and I love you. All right.
Aw.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Mr. Taco. Even though you're basically saying that all my previous stuff sucked really bad, it's just the past few shows that have been really awesome. I know how to read between the lines. You're not fooling me with your backwards compliments and stuff.
Hey there, it's Issa here from Storyful Video Licensing Agency.
Oh, yay.
We'd love to discuss an opportunity for your video, Royco Roofing's custom Walmart cake.
Oh, yay.
Please let me know your
an opportunity
on licensing this video with Storyful. You can reach me directly on the number I'm calling from.
All right.
That's 718-487.
Okay, thanks, Storyful, whatever the hell that is. These people have really been trying to get a hold of me about that Royco cake video that I made, and I don't know why. It's not like it's a popular video. It just has a few thousand hits like the rest of them. But they sent me a direct message on Twitter, they sent me an email, and they want to license and represent my clip and take it to major media clients in the US and internationally. And I know it's probably a scam. I went ahead and replied to the email just to see what they would say. Like, I always get these emails from YouTube advertising partners or something like that, where they want to give me this amazing opportunity for my YouTube channel, and all I have to do in return is sign over like 20% of my advertising revenue to them, and somehow that'll make my channel grow. How could I pass that up? And I'm sure this is something very similar, but I did respond to the email this morning just to see what they would say, and they haven't responded yet.
Hey, Brad, it's a user fan with a PH. I'm just listening to your latest show. I just wanted to, you know, let all the listeners know that they do not have to worry. The thing that sounded like a lighter flicking, followed by the clunk that sounds like a glass pipe hitting a desk, followed by the lighter clunk that sounds like a lighter hitting the desk, that's not illegal substances.
That's crazy talk.
You're a Christian.
What are you talking about?
That. So all you listeners, just don't worry. He's not doing anything bad.
I don't appreciate the accusation.
Bye.
User fan with a PH. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Hi, Brad. This is Bob Band. I just wanted to let everybody know about a little project I've been working on.
Okay.
If you order mailing labels from USPS.com, you can get as many as you want for free, and they're adhesive, large mailing labels that you can stamp things onto, draw things onto, or print things onto, and then you can have as many free stickers as you want to go.
What a great idea.
In places where stickers should be that currently aren't there.
I'm going to run out and do that.
Everyone should do that.
Immediately.
Okay, bye. Love you, baby.
You know, I should call up post offices and say, hey, I'm out of stickers to promote my band, so could I come in there and get some more of those mailing labels? I need to stamp my band's name all over them and put them on windows and stuff. I'm going to write that one down right now in my ideas notebook page with credit to Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration. That sounds like the perfect idea for a hobo-sode. I'll just call up about a dozen post offices and demand stickers. Maybe I could do that for furniture, too. You know, there's those websites where you could, you know, use the boxes that the post office gives you for free, and you put them together and you make furniture out of them. You make couches and tables and desks and stuff. I heard the post office or UPS or whatever it was, they were really pissed off about that and tried to shut the site down.
Hell yes. Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, Corbin guy.
God bless.
Speaking of people that know a thing or two about those USPS sticker label things... Seems like I've gotten a lot of artwork from Corbin Guy in the mail that may or may not have used stickers from the post office. Probably not, because it's probably illegal or something.
You, God bless the listeners, and
Corbin
God
wouldn't
bless,
do that.
Well, I don't think God would bless the Snowplow Show, but...
Oh, sure he would.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket, we're gaining momentum. You are gaining momentum.
Hell yeah.
And that's really cool. It makes me happy inside.
Thanks.
Happy inside.
Okay,
happy inside.
Corbin guy. That was weird. I'm sorry about the sticker accusation, Corbin guy. It's like that time that guy called my voicemail and accused me of doing drugs or something while I do shows. What the hell? And look, of course, Corbin guy left a bunch of other voicemails at the exact same time.
Brad.
No, you gotta say it Brad. Like the knobby guy does. You gotta say it like that.
Superman, what was it, 3 or 4, with Richard Pryor.
Oh, that was
okay,
3.
Where
Richard Pryor is the computer hacker. Somehow, he doesn't have to spend his entire life being a nerd. He just gets on a computer, and he's a computer whiz.
You know, the whole, like, a tenth of a thousandth of a penny.
Yeah,
okay?
I get it.
I think I finally figured it out.
Office space.
And you can open up multiple accounts through PayPal.
Yeah, what a great idea.
As well as a Patreon.
We'll be rich.
And they all loop back into each other, and then you only siphon off a thousandth of a cent.
Yeah.
Every
what
transaction
a perfect
made. It just
foolproof
over and over and
plan.
Over.
Okay, this goes on for 2.5 minutes. Whatever crazy scheme Corbin guys come up with.
Hi, Rory. It's Casey. First time caller, long time listener. I just listened to another one of your blasphemy shows. You know, something interesting when you said that a woman can't be a manager because she is a woman. Well, people will get this in time for your next Christian bookstore episode, so keep this handy so you can screw with them.
Okay.
1 Timothy 2:12 states,
oh, God.
I do not permit a woman to teach or to assume authority over a man. She must be quiet.
See? Because I was right. I was just assuming that was the rule. But, of course, it's right.
Store, her manager should have never hired her, so you need to do the responsible thing and turn her into a coal slave or a concubine or something. Cactus. Oh, and if you're looking for an old good prank, you should play back the PLA show where you spoke with a lady who bought the iPad Mirror. Bye.
Oh, yeah. I don't have her info anymore, though. That's too bad. I threw it away to avoid temptation. But yeah, I need to write down Bible verses and scriptures and stuff so I can totally school those Christian bookstore people when they try to tell me it's okay for women to be in charge. That's why they're going out of business. God doesn't like them defying his rules and stuff. It's right there on paper, black and white. Why do they think they can get away with that?
Hey, Brad, it's Alan.
Hey.
That last episode you did was awesome. 3 hours long on a podcast? You should do that every day.
Okay.
I mean every day. 7 days a week.
Yep.
3 hours.
I'll do that.
Make it happen.
That seems like an easy thing to do.
I want you to do that. But you should play that song by Walker Wheeler. It's called Family Tree.
No.
At the end of the next episode.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Walker Wheelers. Right on top of that, Rose.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
Hello.
And praise the fucking Lord. It only took 4 hours, but you finally said God damn it during one of your religious prank calls.
Oh.
It's about fucking time. Praise
You're welcome.
The fucking Lord. Anyway, I just want to challenge you because you said about half of the people that you tell to turn off the switches will do it.
I seriously doubt that. I'm going to need you to go ahead and prove that to us with a flip the switches call.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
That sounds like fun. Don't you remember the one where I called the guy at his home and I actually got him to go out in the garage and flip some switches out there? But yeah, I may have been exaggerating just a little bit. It's not like every other person that will flip the switches, but I'd say like, you know, 1 in 5 at least. Probably more than that. Maybe I'll do a show, though, to prove it to everyone.
Hey, Brad, it's Hugh Jazz again. I'm going to take up your advice and try to call you from my local payphone, but I'm standing in front of it right now, and it's out of order.
Aw.
I was very sad because I never used a payphone before.
Well, technically, you are calling from the payphone, though, so it's okay.
And I was really looking forward to trying it out, but I guess I'll just review it here anyway. Okay, so very scuffed up, very dirty. There's a giant out-of-order sign on the front of it.
Yep.
Has a gum on the bottom of it.
Just gross.
Very unpleasant.
Yep.
Oh, well.
This is how people of my generation, this is what we had to deal with to make a phone call.
Call from a payphone. I think that'd be a really cool idea. Okay, bye, Cactus.
Yeah, until you get AIDS from using it. I kind of forgot that I made that a homework assignment, but that's everyone's homework assignment still. You need to go out and find a payphone and put some quarters in that payphone and make a call to the Snowplow Show. And apparently part of the assignment was to describe your surroundings and tell me how safe you feel right now being at this payphone. And maybe, if we're lucky, I'll catch a mugging on the phone, on the voicemails. That would be really awesome to hear. So that's everyone's homework assignment. Don't forget to do that. I've been noticing lately a brand new wave of payphone disappearances lately, because I pay attention to things like that. And like 7-Eleven, for example, they used to have payphones at every 7-Eleven location, and they don't anymore. And I even read an article, and 7-Eleven said, we're always going to have payphones in front of our stores because it's a nostalgia thing, which I thought was really stupid at the time. But apparently that line of thinking is no longer valid, because all of the payphones at all of the 7-Elevens around here are now gone. And what else? Some phone booths have disappeared. We actually have phone booths in Oregon still, but I think all of them at this point are empty. All of the ones in my town anyway. And the one at the Amtrak station, it's just a shell, you know? It's just the outer cover part of the payphone. The stand, I always drive by the Amtrak shop and their payphone disappeared. They had one of those modern payphones with the LCD display and everything. But nope, it's gone now. In fact, I can't think of anywhere there's a payphone in town right now. I don't think there's any left. Maybe at Circle K. I know they still had them the last time I drove by one of those. The payphones are disappearing faster than our jobs are going to disappear when the robots take over in just a few more years. And on that happy note, it's time to end the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. Thank you, Pat D., for being the sponsor of today's show. If you've enjoyed today's show and you'd like to support what's going on here, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Just $5 a month gets you at least one extra show per week called The Hobosode. I did one of those just a few days ago where I called up people in a neighborhood, and this was an idea of I Regret Jumpings. He said I should call up homeowners and tell them that there's an emergency meeting about themselves. Like, I call up Dave and Cindy, I'm like, hey, we're having an emergency homeowners meeting. It's about what to do about this Dave and Cindy situation.
Wait a minute, what's with the Bernie and Lorraine situation?
Oh, you know, just the incident, the debacle.
What incident?
The debacle.
With the what?
The debacle.
Debacle? What's a debacle?
And I got some good responses from that, and you guys really should be listening to that. It's Hobosode number 19.
Who the hell
located
are you?
At phonelosers.org/hobosodes or on the Patreon page, but only if you're a subscriber. So, you know, what the hell? Why aren't you a subscriber? $5 a month. $1.25 per hobosode. What a bargain. We're going to end the show today with a very epic song by a listener named Greg. So here's a brand new PLA song from Greg. This one is called Mildred Monday.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Yeah, cactus now. Cactus. He'll get ya. Yeah, cactus got it. Brad told Milton Monday that Mildred Monday's on the payphone. He's with AT&T. She wants her charge to home. Cactus. Yeah, cactus now! Mildred Monday told Brad
She's in her bed at home. She doesn't know Milton Monday. It's a fraud syndrome. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus is now, cactus is now. Here, cactus, come. Cactus!
Hello?
Hi, this is AT&T. Mildred Monday is at a payphone and wishes to make a call and bill it to your number. Is that all right?
Mildred Monday, I'm Mildred Monday.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
I said I am Mildred Monday.
And I told you Mildred's at the payphone.
Well, who wants to make the call?
Mildred's making the call from the payphone.
Brad told Mildred Monday that she's not Mildred Monday. Mildred Monday wants to call New Zealand, asking if it's okay. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Cactus, cactus. Yeah, cactus got it. Cactus got it.
This is a crank call. Goodbye.